There's a story about a Quaker who went every evening to buy a newspaper from a surly and unfriendly vendor. One of his friends asked him what he had come back to this rude man night after night. The Quaker told his friend, "He can act the way he wants, but I'm not letting him decide how I would be." The point here, of course, is that it's better to act rather than as the key to moral teaching. But note the number of positive actions that are recommended. Hand over the shirt, walk the extra mile, give to beggars, pray for those who persecute you, love your enemies. This is an activist agenda that insists that our behavior should be determined by the way of our success. We need to take the initiative in love, generosity, and forgiveness. And why? Well, in the first reading, God tells Moses to say to the people, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God." Jesus wants us to see that the urge for revenge is ultimately a self-destructive emotion. Now, there's no denying that revenge provides some kind of emotional process. I confess that I spent way too much time wishing ill the roads I had stirred upon people. But the irony is that if we do get even by getting revenge, we do so by becoming the very sort of person we hate. The path that Jesus asks us to walk leaves us vulnerable but not hopeless. Being non-reactive as a Quaker, a newspaper vendor, or practicing non-resistance as a spouse of Jesus or Mahatma Gandhi, or Nelson Mandela, seems unhuman because people feel that things are helplessly in the face of people. They wonder what will happen if good people don't want to hire their culture. Mahatma Gandhi's response to this argument was to say that our feelings of helplessness arise from the book, our deliberate decisions of God from our common. The late great Thomas Merton, another advocate for nonviolence, echoed that sentiment when he argued that relinquishing God as the center of our moral lives makes us, quote, blindly dependent on circumstances, driven on those who are astute enough to use every circumstance for their own ends. Those who renounce God become victims of the meanest brute that is a little more powerful than they. But for me, the most honest and compelling testimony of being active rather than reactive comes from Nelson Mandela. Bill Clinton once asked him about the day he was released from prison. Quote, "Tell the truth. When you were walking down the road that last time, did you meet them?" Mandela answered, "I did. I'm old enough to tell the truth. I felt hatred and fear. I said to myself, if you think that when you get in the car, you're still in prison. I wanted to be free, so I left it go." Reliance on the word of God as appointed by Jesus doesn't make us passive. On the contrary, it frees us to be active so that we can be that temple of God that St. Paul calls us to be in our second reading, and we can have the Holy Spirit dwell in us.